Okay. I'm sitting with Jeff Grant in the food court at the U.S. Open. Jeff is a tennis parent who has been a phenomenal resource for Parenting Aces, and we're just talking about his children and their tennis experience. Jeff, share.
Let me hope we're on candid camera.
Yeah, it's just audio. It's just audio.
Yes, you know, Susan. Andy was, you know, played as a freshman at Columbia, then kind of focused on his schoolwork. He graduated a year ago and is working in Chicago now. Mike's a senior at USC. He was, you know, probably the most serious about tennis. He lived his last year and a half of high school. He was in Barcelona and at Sanchez Casal, and which was just a great experience for him. He grew up a lot, and it was just not. And it's just a great place. I know you were there recently.
No, but actually a different place, but yeah.
You were in Barcelona.
We were in Barcelona.
Right,
yes,
but not,
yes,
you,
yes,
visited Barcelona.
Yes.
I mean, it was just, you know, it's just a great experience for him. So he's played, you know, this will be a fourth year at USC. Christopher's starting at Columbia. He was the late bloomer. He's the, you know, I was just thinking back to when he was 14, and it was, you know, he was always a great athlete, but could never win matches. And one match, it was a Santa Barbara tournament. We looked at the draw the night before, and we're like, okay, you know, this is, we got this one. You know, we can win a round. And went out on the court, and the kid was awful. And he lost 0-0. And I remember after that match, sitting down with him and saying, you know, Bowie, we call him Bowie, his real name's Christopher. I said, maybe we should think about a different sport. You know, maybe a team sport, or, you know, baseball, something like that. You know, but he was like, no, I want to play tennis. I love tennis. And so we got him a full-time coach, and, you know, he persevered and, you know, started to win a few more matches. I think at that point he was like, you know, his tennis recruiting ranking was like 900. And so he was, you know, he wasn't getting recruited anywhere at that point. And then, you know, he started to win a few matches, won a few more matches, got some confidence, you know, went up to 700 and 600, and then, you know, started to get into some of the national events. And that's why, in some reason, I was so passionate about the changes, because he was one of those kids that, in today's world, he would never have had a chance. You know, he would never have gotten into any of these tournaments, would never have had a chance to play these events. And yeah, to some extent, we flew to places like North Dakota to get into the easier tournaments to get some points.
You were one of those.
We were one of those horrible parents. and you know, so he went a couple of rounds, get into the better tournaments, and started to win a few more matches. But by the time he was finished his senior year, he was I think ranked 75 in tennis recruiting, and you know, it was pretty remarkable, you know, remarkable achievement for him to kind of go from, you know, 900 to 75 in 3 years. And he, you know, he ended up, you know, getting a lot of interest from you know, from college coaches, and ultimately he's going to play at Columbia.
That's fantastic.
And, so, you know, it's a great story in a lot of ways.
It is a great story.
And Megan is my daughter. She's going to be a high school senior. She enjoys tennis. She's going to play high school tennis, mostly doubles. She's just not really. She was never interested or willing to kind of do the grind down to LA. You know, for us, which is the 2-hour drive and kind of, you know, the whole weekend down there and waiting around. She, you know, too many friends, too much socializing, and so, you know, she just enjoys the whole high school tennis thing. And then William's the little one, who is, you know, he's 12 now, but sort of a giant 12-year-old. I don't know where he got it from. I think my father was tall, but he's taller than I am now. And he's, you know, he's pretty serious about it. So he's just starting the whole, you know, national tournament schedule. This was kind of his second year in the 12s, the first year of playing Super Nationals, first year of doing well in the, you know, in the National Opens and stuff. And so, you know, we're kind of, you know, bracing for the brave new world that's going to be, you know, national tennis next year, you know. And, you know, thinking about how the schedule's going to work and all that kind of stuff, it's going to be a challenge. You know, a lot less opportunities and a lot less choice. And, you know, I think we're going to not, at the end of the day, we won't have the best kids competing against each other, in my opinion. And so, you know, that's kind of my story.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. That was Jeff Grant, tennis parent, and we're here at the U.S. Open.